is allowed to put something in your letterbox? Is it anyone who's got enough money to distribute their opinion, or are there guidelines or rules around this? Let's bring in Kelly Northwood to this discussion. Kelly is Chief Executive of the Real Media Collective. Kelly, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
For those of us who aren't familiar, can you explain what the Real Media Collective does?
So we're an industry association and we represent essentially print media, so paper, publishing, mail, letterbox distribution and print across Australia and New Zealand.
Okay, so this kind of letterbox drop is part of your remit then?
Absolutely. The Real Media Collective as an industry body also runs the Distribution Standards Board, and that's a self-regulatory body which distributors, Australia Post included, sign up to a code of conduct, to a level of standard for the industry about what goes in the letterbox, when and how. And the compliance to that code covers very much the discussion you're talking about today.
Okay. Now, I'm just looking at the text line and I'm getting inundated with people who say, look, you know, different suburbs and regions. So it doesn't seem like it's restricted just to regional areas. It's here in the city as well and quite widely spread. So are you familiar with this letter from Clive Palmer as a distribution article?
Yes, the actual leaflet has come across the Distribution Standards Board desk office, if you like. Content was reviewed. This is a little bit of a grey area one because there is a political side to this, and I'll come back to it in a minute, but there's also the content side. So the political side is the rules around political parties communicating through the letterbox are outside of the Distribution Standards Board.
So they can do what they like, basically.
They can do. And you see that in, election times. You see a lot more notices. And I think you mentioned in your introduction someone had received something from a candidate or a politician in an electorate that wasn't there. So it can be a bit confusing, but that does sit outside of the standard. Where we cover is advertising. And this is the grey area between this particular notice and this content. When the DSB was first saw this, essentially we had to make a ruling on whether we thought the content was G-rated. That's really the main area. The letterbox has children have access to it, and so we need to make sure that it always remains no explicit content or dangerous content or content that, in this instance, contravenes government health orders. So in ruling that, the DSB advised that it must be sealed or addressed to the adult householder.
So what, it's not that you can't distribute that into letterboxes if it fits any of those criteria you just described. It's just that if it does, it has to be in an envelope.
Yeah, or in a carrier or self-sealed. It must be in an envelope and addressed to an adult.
So can you say anything? And put it in a sealed envelope and distribute it in people's letterboxes?
Well, there are other laws, there are other legislations, not across our remit, not across advertising, that, you know, anti-discrimination laws and so forth. There are other pieces of legislation that would prevent some content going out. However, in this instance, the code can only cover advertising material and what we classify in our code as that channel is G-rated, and therefore, like television and other channels and film, they can only do the classification. We can't be censoring the content as such. That goes into other forms of legislation with government.
Okay, so the...
A bit hands tied. I know it sounds a bit confusing, but you start overlapping other parts of legislation, federal and state. It is difficult.
I've got this texter who says, if others have been banned from social media for misinformation, how can Clive do this without consequences?
Well, this is the growing debate for all media. I mean, letterbox channel, social, television, radio, all media channels are requiring this more sophisticated review because people are getting more access. In this instance, Clive Palmer has a lot more access to funding something like this, but people in social media and even other media channels having more access. So as a media, collective media industry, we do have to look to this, and there has been a lot of review across digital channels because they're easier to get into at a cheaper, lower rate. But even the established media, such as the Letterbox, also need to be reviewed and be up to date with the changing times.
It sounds, though, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that if you've got enough money and you've got an opinion, whether it's based on fact or not, you can give everyone the value of your opinion by dropping anything in the Letterbox.
Well, the Letterbox or any other channel, if you've got enough money to run, you know, television or different rules across free-to-air to pay. So there's a lot of different ways if you have got enough money.
Yeah, but if it breached, say, race or anything like that, if it was seen as inciting racism or vilification or anything like that, you'd be shut down on TV and that. But if you put it in a sealed envelope, it's okay in the Post.
Oh, no. So the anti-discrimination, so the other pieces of legislation, if you're inciting anything, discrimination of any kind across race, gender, anything, or inciting any other criminal act, for example, anything like that is covered under other legislation. And so that wouldn't be allowed in. This was a grey area and viewed accordingly because it's not falling into any other form of legislation that prevents it being distributed. However, we deemed a ruling, or the DSB deemed a ruling, that it was in contravention to a health order and therefore had to be sealed. But if it was inciting a crime or anything with other legislation, it would not be able to be distributed.
Is that okay simply on the fact that it's in a sealed envelope? Because I'm getting quite a few texters saying they've received the flyer, like this one, it was delivered in Gawler, but it was not in a sealed envelope.
So they have to be sealed. So that can be in a carrier, so an envelope, or it could be in a plastic wrap with a covering on the front, or it can be sealed, which is what they call industry talk for a self-sealed mailer, which means it has a clear, it's closed, says it's the adult, attention to the adult householder, and then it has to be sometimes, you know, just torn open because it's glued or perforated on the sides and things like that. So it has to be sealed to some extent. Because it's, again, going back to, this is a G-rated channel. This content was not deemed G-rated. We suggested that adults, and stand by this ruling, that adults can have that information and have access to other areas to get more information, to have an open discussion and consideration.
Okay.
Whereas children probably don't.
Kelly, given you said some of these rules or laws overlap, if it was found that, as has been the case with Clive's views exposed in other areas, that there was misinformation being spread, I know you couldn't make a ruling on that, but could other laws come into play?
Absolutely. Anything eliciting or anti-discriminatory, state or federal, there's even some local government rulings about content like this, and we welcome that as an industry. First and foremost, we want to make sure it's an ethical channel. And secondly, if people don't want to receive the information, then people, brands and retailers who are distributing through this channel, they want to communicate with their customers in another way. So if government can assist, you know, health orders can be placed across this content as well. So there's a lot of options. We aren't a government body who can pass legislation, but we're open to any and all support.
Kelly, thank you for joining us and explaining some of the parameters around what's delivered to your mailbox. Kelly Northwood is Chief Executive of the Real Media Collective, which also oversees the Distribution Standards Board. And this was given approval or allowed to be distributed in this way because it was in a sealed adults-only type directive. But that's kind of where their controls end and other rules and laws come in. Now, some of you on the text line are saying, well, how do we know what Clive Palmer says isn't true? I guess that's the subject of other laws. Kelly Northwood, thank you for that.